All right, next up, we've got Geech doing Rift for Fluffy.
Better, I said to myself, and drawing quite close to the top of the shelf, I struggle with destiny up on the ledge, and gasp when defeated, he slipped off the edge, and silence contagious in moments like these, consume me and strengthen my will to appease, the passion that sparked me one terrible night, has shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
And this song, Rift, is from Fish's 1992 concept album of the same name. And this song, I guess, is a fan favorite for Fish fans. And when I listen to the original, I'm like, whoa, this is fast and complex. And there's a lot of intricate guitar and piano parts and some interesting sort of train-sounding harmony vocals. And I thought, wow, this is an ambitious song to cover, and I would like steer far clear away from this. So I'm impressed that Geech wanted to tackle this one. I would have totally written this off as too hard to cover. And Geech does away with the sort of ever-present tremolo-style guitar picking and noodling of the original, and kind of just went with the overarching chord progression, which captured, I think, the gist of the song without having to get too mired in the technical details of it, which I think was a good choice. And that's not to say that Geech's cover doesn't have some tasty guitar playing. It definitely does. I thought his solo was really scorching, and it's just that the guitar work was not really the entire focus of the song. And Geech also kept the sort of passing train harmony sound and the vocals that I really liked in the original, but adds kind of a more rocking feel to the song, which I also really liked. So I hadn't heard the song before, I'm not really a big Fish fan, and I was like, wow, I can see why there's Grateful Dead comparisons to Fish, because this sort of reminded me of a Grateful Dead song, but I like the song and I like the cover, so good job, Geech.
My understanding of Fish is that you either love or hate them, and I only actually know two songs by Fish. One of them is Bouncing Around the Room, which is a song that I really love. And the other one is this one, which is a song that I really hate. So I guess you can count me in both camps if I knew anything else about Fish. Like Gorillaz, I kind of know their whole thing, that their concerts are like big and long and a song is always different. So you're like trading bootlegs. Like, have you heard how they did this song in this concert? And it's a whole thing. But this, independent of Geech's cover, this song does nothing for me. For the one thing, the lyrics are so incredibly pretentious and are like the exact same rhythm throughout, like da 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 dum ba da 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 dum ba da 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 dum ba da 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 dum. When you read the lyrics, it's that exact same, and the delivery is exactly the same. The melody is almost exactly the same all the way through. And then the jam session in the middle, I thought was too long. It's a very different song from Zombie Eaters by Faith No More, but I didn't like it any more than that one. So Geech kind of had an uphill battle for me. I'm not Fluffy, obviously. I hope that Fluffy loved this cover. I thought that Geech did a pretty good job. I thought that the sort of train whistle vocal effect that he does at the beginning of each verse is really well done. And it's actually not super easy to do. It's like a slide down, but only like a step, like a slide down and then back up. And so when you're doing a long slide for that small of an interval, it can be tough to pull off and not just sound incredibly sloppy. But I thought that he did really well. I thought that his guitars were good, and you know, the production was good and everything. It's just, you know, when you really don't like the source material, unlike Cybronica, Geech was not able to pull off the radical reimagining that would have been necessary for this guy to enjoy the song.
I'm not a hippie jam band type dude. I'm not going to go on about that too much because I've been attacked for that position in the past. I'll just say that it was such a great idea for Geach to cut the song length in half. Thank you. But yeah, no, honestly, I think Geach's interpretation is great and different. And I thought it had a really engaging drive to it. Like the others mentioned, I really enjoyed and I really was impressed by the vocal bend in the harmonies. Yeah, this is another one where I prefer the cover over the original, which I think happened a lot for this Gift of Music. I was really happy with a lot of the covers over the originals, especially maybe because I hadn't heard so many of the originals before. So I don't know. But yeah, I liked it.